Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Her name is spelled K-A-R-I-N-K, Journey, J-O-U-R-N-E-A-Y. Address is 2801 Cohasset Road, apartment 133, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530. I'm sorry, her phone is 925-961-7159. Date of birth is 7/27/1938, 84-year-old woman. Insurance is Medicare / Cigna. Pharmacy is CVS - Esplanade. It is addressed to 2/27/1938, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509. Phone is 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. The clinical indication, history of persistent facial pain. Below that it should say morning migraineous cephalgia. Below that it should say findings of diffuse musculoskeletal arthralgia / arthritis, cervical and lumbar spine - currently in pain management treatment. Below it should say recent rheumatological referral, appointment in September. New paragraph, remote history of TMJ disorder. Dear Dr. Schwab and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Karen Journey for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, your comprehensive notes and records were highly appreciated. New paragraph, as you may already remember, Karen has a longstanding history of TMJ disorder and facial pain. Subparagraph, she previously saw a local dentist who provided no TMJ referral, indicating to her there was no one locally who could treat her. Subparagraph, today I provided her with a referral to Chico Oral Surgery, who can do TMJ evaluations and treatment. New paragraph. She describes her facial pain as bilateral, descending into her neck area, and associated with a sense of painful, quote, numbness, unquote, that has not been particularly responsive to current medications, including Tylenol and Tramadol. New paragraph. Her neurological examination is really unchanged. New paragraph. She has evidence for cervical degenerative disease. New paragraph. Her laboratory, comprehensive laboratory testing was returned and was abnormal. Subparagraph, the majority of her biomarkers for nutrition and toxic exposures are normal. Subparagraph, her vitamin B6 level was elevated, suggesting that she may be at risk for vitamin B6 toxicity, for which adjustment of her nutritional regimen would be beneficial. New paragraph. Comprehensive neurological laboratory testing was abnormal, showing a positive ANA. Titer of 1:80, nuclear homogeneous pattern commonly associated with lupus, and arthritis. New paragraph, autoimmune laboratory markers for other forms of autoimmune neuropathy were all negative. New paragraph. Today, Karen reports that she's beside herself with the persistence of her facial pain and arthritis and her morning awakenings with migraine. Subparagraph, she reports that she has more than a 10-year history of both regular and ocular migraine, but did not discuss this with anyone else. New paragraph. At her first appointment, we scheduled her for facial MRI testing, but she did not complete this, providing a nonsensical excuse, saying that there were just too many things to do. New paragraph, I've encouraged her to complete the testing so that we can address any findings and issues that would require intervention and treatment. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for a follow-up appointment so that we can see her with the results of her TMJ evaluation, comma, her rheumatological evaluation and treatment, comma, the completion of her cardiac ablative therapy, comma. New paragraph, I am providing her with samples of Nurtec/Ubrelvy for treatment of her morning migraine. New paragraph. I would anticipate consideration for further treatment of her facial neuralgia when she returns with the results of her testing. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report then, period.